Guys, a good down jacket is a must for everyone to get through the cold winter, especially those living in northern parts of China. I hear it's pretty cold, okay? But which brand should we choose? A domestic one or a foreign brand like, I guess, Canada Goose is the world's most popular goose. Guys, what's going on with jackets in China?
This winter, you know, the Canada Goose has become the most famous goose in China suddenly.
So people are wearing birds or what's going on? The Canada Goose is a...
It's a brand.
A special brand.
Very, very popular Canadian brand down jacket from Canada. A luxury outwear, you know. And lots of people, Chinese people, consumers, they put on this Canada Goose kind of down jacket walking on the city streets. Okay. And also another brand, foreign brand, is Moncler from France, also very popular. But how popular they are? They are some, you know, the winter coat brands become more commonly seen on Chinese streets, of course, and some specialty stores selling those two brands in foreign countries have been sold out the jackets thanks to the strong purchasing power of those Chinese travelers and the overseas freelance retail consultants. We call them 代购 in Chinese. Mm-hmm. So lots of people actually buy those down jackets through internet where they go there traveling and bring them back.
I think, you know, because of China's rising consumer power, they're going to be the trendsetters globally, I think we'll see as well. And so it looks like the whole world better prepare for Canada's goose, you know, because those goose are famous here in China. Probably they're going to gain traction in other countries as well. But I want to talk about what exactly, maybe for people that don't know, what is a down jacket exactly?
Down jacket. When people, especially Chinese people, when they talk about down, they know this
it's a direction.
Well, beneath.
Is this
you.
Where we find the jackets?
But actually, there's another meaning to that word. It's something made of feather.
That's right.
Or like goose or dog or chicken.
Whatever you can get your hands on, Lai Ming.
So down jacket is in Chinese, yu rong yi.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And they're notoriously warm is the thing.
They're very warm. And a necessity if you live in northern China or south China because they don't have heating. So they could save your lives in winter. So which is why the people are turning to whatever that keeps them warm. And apparently, well, at least I think Canada Goose has done a good job at promoting itself. I mean, I have seen more people wearing Canada Goose in China than I have seen them in the U.S. And I think it was the winter of 2016. And I think that was the time when Canada Goose was already picking up in influence. And I remember a friend of mine asking me to buy a old down jacket for her, for him, and because I was taking a vacation back in Beijing, and so I went to a supermarket or to a mall, and I realized that already in the year in the winter of 2016, they have already went through a price hike. About $100.
Whoa!
In the U.S. And apparently this year the price has gone even higher, according to online messages posted by many overseas Daigo, these consultants. Shop assistants from the specialty store of Canada Goose and had already got the official document, which increased the pre-tax price by $100 Canadian from a long down jacket and $50 Canadian for the other styles from last April.
Yeah.
And it means a price hike of 400 to 700 yuan each. So it seems to stop nonstop, the price hike.
Yeah, goose in Canada are expensive, I think,
is what
we're saying here.
And they're being killed by dozens or millions.
Yeah. But you got to look fabulous, Lai Ming, obviously.
And lives are being saved.
But according to a report by Chinese news site, jiamian.com, the stock price of the two brands has also increased greatly since last year. For example, the stock price of Canada Goose increased from over $20 last March to nearly $40 this January. And I guess the stock price of Moncler increased from about €16 last January to about €26 this January. So even people investing in these jackets, not necessarily buying them, but making that smart investment, are seeing a payoff. But Why are domestic brands not so popular? I mean, you got Bo Sedung, right, and Yaya.
Mm-hmm.
They have done a really good job of kind of building a name and a reputation. They've won huge customer bases here in China, and they've made profits. But for some reason, they're not as popular maybe as the Goose, the Canada Goose.
Well, maybe not as popular among young people as the Goose. I mean, Bo Sedung or Yaya. I mean, apparently, there are famous brands in China. I mean, I had one bought in about 10 years ago, and it was very expensive. And I have to make a difficult decision to really go and buy them, actually. And it was very warm.
Yeah.
And it has saved my life for many years.
Yeah.
And actually, I have to say, maybe in recent years, people's consumer power has increased a lot, and maybe a few years ago, a lot of people, they weren't even able to afford Bo Sedung or Yaya. Actually, they were going for those non-brands. I have no idea what these brands are. I mean, some very, in Chinese we call them very tu or very
down to the earth for a village, like.
So I think
down is a common direction these days.
Yeah. So I would say like 10 years ago, people were going for those less famous brands in China, Chinese brands.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only recently that I would think that Canada Goose has done a good job promoting itself among young people. I mean, apparently they're very good looking.
Wait a minute, though. It's not just, promoting among young people. They've got supermodels like founder of Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba. That's Jack Ma. Supermodel Jack Ma sporting, Canada Goose. You also got Rihanna, David Beckham.
Ooh.
Looking fabulous with Canada Goose, and even, Russian President Vladimir Putin rocking the Canada Goose. So, you got big names wearing this jacket. Also last December, Li Ming, I don't know if you heard, the National Climate Center in China forecasted that there would be a weak La Nina phenomenon in the spring of 2018. And by association, maybe winter would be colder this year.
Indeed.
And so people went out and bought as many down jackets or whatnot as they could, maybe choosing Montclair or the Goose.
Yeah, indeed.
So anyways, why buy? What are the advantages, I guess, to buying a domestic jacket? Li Ming, you bought a domestic jacket. What would you say the advantages are?
Well, obviously, 10 years ago when I bought them, Boston, it was apparently very expensive. But over time, in those 10 years, our income has increased dramatically, and yet the price of Boston down jacket hasn't increased that much. So it's become more affordable for Chinese people.
Yeah.
And I imagine a lot of them would go. I mean, compared to foreign brands, domestic manufacturers sell the down jacket at a much cheaper price. The gross profit rate of Montclair remained at over 70% from 2013 to 2016.
Yeah.
And the gross profit rate of Canada Goose also increased as its retail price increased and surpassed 50% in 2016. On the contrary, the gross profit rate of domestic down jacket manufacturers was relatively low. For example, the figure of Bo Sedung, a domestic down jacket brand, even dropped from slightly over 50% in 2013 to nearly 45% in 2016. I'm having a little trouble understanding the concept of gross profit rate. Does it mean that maybe the cost is almost the same, yet Montclair and Canada Goose are able to sell at a higher price, whereas Chinese brands like Bo Sedung, having a lower gross profit rate, maybe they're selling at a much lower price.
Yeah, I think it's their altogether profit in form of a ratio, right? That's what I would say. But, still though, Bo Sedung is still at 45% in 2016.
Still making money.
So, we talked about Canada Goose. Why are people buying that especially? Now, Li Ming, you had said Canada Goose is 50% of their gross profit ratio, right?
Increasing.
So very similar profit ratios, actually, which leads me to believe that maybe Canada Goose is a bit more expensive, but a quality jacket, because they're not making 70% profit ratio like Montclair is. They're making less because maybe they're more concerned with quality, right? So maybe another reason why we're seeing Canada Goose as such a big name here is because maybe it's fashionable. But also, I think we'll see here that that ratio might point out that they have quality down jackets as well.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if Bosedong wants to compete as a domestic brand, even 45% is not maybe low enough for the Chinese market. I mean, if it's 45%, maybe I'll go with the Canada Goose because it's only 50% more. Maybe the price difference isn't huge.
Well, I will look at it as somewhat of a zero-sum game. I mean, Chinese brands, like domestic brands like Bosedong, they will be already be in China, in the Chinese market. They will already have a good channel to sell their stuff, whereas Canada Goose is somewhat a latecomer, and it will take some time for it to reach like third-tier or fourth-tier cities.
Yeah.
So I can see that as Canada Goose or Montclair goes deeper when it comes to its channel, maybe it will further push or squeeze the market share of Bosedong domestic brands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Liu Min, what do you think about domestic down jackets here in China?
Well, they actually have done some research. I think they actually can provide very good quality of products.
Yeah.
I don't think the foreign brands can actually be equal or much, much better than our Chinese brands.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at this. According to some bureau statistics,
mm-hmm.
the qualified rate of downfilled garments remained at over 90% according to the market quality check in recent years. That's the Chinese brands. And the Chinese down samples beat 12 other samples from many foreign countries in quality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, according to the results from the checkup by two authoritative testing labs in down jackets products in 2017. Actually, China is the world's biggest down producer. The country has abundant down resources, taking up 78% to 80% of global down jacket market share. But one thing that I want to mention is why Chinese people nowadays to show their great interest to purchase the overseas brands.
Right.
One thing is because they are branded as luxury brands. Chinese people nowadays, they have better purchasing ability.
Mm-hmm.
They want to show off that I'm capable of affording that kind of products. So I'm going to, you know, get a goose back on this Chinese social media. Like, let's just get a goose back. That means I'm going to purchase a Canada Goose down jacket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And one thing is, because it's luxury product, they don't normally want to lower their price. Okay. So Chinese people have this kind of psychological thing here. They don't reduce the price the more Chinese people would want to purchase it. That's why Chinese people want to purchase lots of foreign luxury brands. And you see those little round tab, the logo of that down jacket.
Yeah.
It has to be on the outside of the garment
to
show off. See, I'm wearing a goose from Canada.
It's like harder to get, making it more rare, making you cooler.
Yeah, making you cooler. Because when you walk on the street in China, it shows that, okay, I'm having this quality of life. And if I'm happy to have this, I will be able to have it.
I'm fabulous.
That's a kind of
statement.
I'm fabulous, and I want you to know it. Look at my goose jacket.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what's
happening. Also, the nature of a down jacket makes it very durable. I mean, you can have a very expensive or luxury down jacket made by Canada Goose, and you can wear it for like a decade. That would make it easier for customers to make that decision. Like I've just spent the money and I can have it for 10 years. Totally worth it. It's better than spending, less money on a Chinese brand and then having to change or go into a different, to buy a new one in 3 years or 4 years. So that's a good deal.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, looking at this, for practical purposes, jackets here in China, when it comes to down jackets, Liu Min, you had said that the 12 samples that competed against, I guess, foreign countries' quality of down, China beat them in down samples, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, most of the world's down is made here, so Chinese people know how to produce a down jacket. A lot of down is made here.
Mm-hmm.
And so in which case, the quality, I think, is the same, if not better, here in China. But for some reason, Chinese people are purchasing things like Canada Goose, which I do think has good quality as well.
Yeah.
Which maybe is because their profit margin isn't as high as like Montclair. I'm not saying Montclair is bad, but maybe they're less concerned with a huge profit, but offering a good jacket for their brand. And in which case, Chinese people are choosing to buy the Goose in these circumstances, even though the domestic jacket, like Bosidung, like Liming's jacket, is just as fashionable and cool.
Yeah.
But maybe, you know, there's this feeling like, I want something exotic, something different, something from Canada.
Yes.
Yes, this feeling of exotic comes from Canada in the form of Goose on jackets, and people think it's cool. I will say this. I want to get your guys' opinion, and then we're going to move on to the next topic. I haven't really seen a lot of Montclair jackets. I'm with you guys on that. But recently I've seen Canada Goose jackets. I've seen the logo, the omen that you're talking about.
Yes.
With the goose. Okay. And they're cool jackets, but I don't necessarily think they're anything super special. Mm. What do you guys think? Mm. You're the consumers here. What do you think?
I think the design seems to be a little bit fluffy. I mean, it does like make you look like you're a big guy or big girl, like a little bit fat, if I can say that. Chubby, like that.
The stock just went down.
Yes, but the domestic brands, actually, they can provide the girls, the ladies with those kind of jackets, like the slimmer waist.
Really?
They're curvy
Interesting. I'm interested now.
So it's different. It's totally different. I'm just trying to tell, you know, us about the psychological thing inside Chinese people's heart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's your observation? Because I just have the opposite perception or observation. Because I realize that maybe sometimes when I go in the street and see someone wearing a very fashionable down jacket, and I check, oh, here's the logo that has Canada Goose. And more often than not, when for someone that's wearing a domestic, like Boston, well, my Boston jacket was like a bucket. No, you don't show your figure. You don't show your curvy lines. You
My Boston is very good.
I think my first down jacket my dad bought for me, and I look like a ball. Okay, I could have gotten hit by a car and just rolled down the street and made it to where I needed to go. So I miss that jacket dearly. It kept me warm though. So guys, down jackets a good way of keeping you warm, but keep in mind, those foreign brands, they're more expensive, but maybe the same quality as your domestic brands, okay?
Possibly.